And that's what happens, right? So we see someone who's successful and we want to do what they do. We want to have the results that they're having. And we reverse engineer what they're doing to the best of our ability. And that's the key word, the best of our ability. And our ability to do that is not that great because we don't know what they know. We don't have the experience that they've experienced. We don't know all the things that could go right or wrong or what to focus on or how to frame things. And so reverse engineering someone else's strategy never works. Welcome to Life After Corporate, your ultimate guide for making the leap from corporate leader to entrepreneur. I'm Deb Boulanger, entrepreneur, executive leader, and founder of the Launch Lab for Women Entrepreneurs. This is your time to break through the glass ceiling once and for all and get your ticket to the C-suite. Come back each week to get the leading strategies, advice, and tools that will give you the skills and confidence you need to replace your corporate paycheck. Are you ready? Let's go. So did you have a dry January? And I'm not talking about with alcohol. I'm talking about, did you have a dry January with respect to cash in the bank? Many new coaches and consultants were expressing to me that it was really difficult to get clients during the first part of this year. And they feel like they're out there, they're meeting people, they're having conversations, but those conversations are not leading to conversions. So welcome back to another episode of Life After Corporate, my friend. And if you're new to our show, you don't know what I'm going to say, but if you're not new to our show, you know what's coming next. If you're new to our show, welcome home, my friend. This is where if you stay connected to the great teaching and education and the learning that we are pouring into you in this show as new entrepreneurs, it will keep you from going astray, wasting money on resources and strategies that aren't going to work for you, and spending more time doing what's important, which is building up your marketing assets, making sure you have conversion events on your calendar, and that you're having high converting conversations with people who have the challenges that you solve and who represent your ideal client audience. So I am Deb Boulanger. I'm your host for this show. This is a solo episode, no guests today, just you and me. And we're talking about how to convert more clients. And today I want to share with you four steps to closing new clients like clockwork. And here they are. Number one is connect with people. Are you intentional about how you are connecting with people in your audience? Let me give you an example. Write down all the professional networks that you belong to. Professional networks, industry associations, maybe regular meetings that you attend, where the people who are there also match your ideal client profile. And how many of the members in those networks and in those associations have you actually connected to on LinkedIn or in whatever social media channel you promote as your primary channel? How many people did you connect with? How many of them actually know you by name? How many of them can actually refer to you because they've just met someone who sounds like they'd be a perfect client for you, but they don't even know who you are? So number one, and this was a realization that I had last year, that I belonged to all these professional networks, but I wasn't translating those connections onto social media. And the second step, once you connect with people on social media, is, well, first of all, knowing what to say, right? So you don't want to link slap people. Maybe you feel awkward talking to strangers. You just don't know what to say to open up the conversation. All you have to say is, I'm intrigued by your profile. I think we'd be good connections for each other. I'd love to connect and follow you here. Or we're both members of the XYZ network, and I would love to connect and follow you here. Here's a hint. Always drop the name of the network in the direct message asking for the connection. And here's why. When they respond, you want to remember, jog your memory of where you connected from and where you know them from and how you know them. So that's a little hack to make sure that you're always on your toes and say, oh, it's great to connect with you again. Oh, yes, we're both members of Luminary. Isn't that fantastic? How are you enjoying the network? Right? It's a conversation starter. So first of all, connect with the people who you're already engaged with. You belong to the same club and make sure that you're also connected online. Number two is now you need to nurture those relationships through content. And here is where it can become overwhelming. And what do you produce? What do you write? And my friend, do not, you are not ready yet. Do not hire a social media agency or a social media freelancer or VA to do this for you. Number one, it's too early in your game. Number two, you probably haven't dialed in your messaging platform yet. The things you stand for, what are your brand values? What are the things that you stand for? Where do your clients get hung up? What is it they believe about their problem? What is the solution that they need? Why haven't they already implemented that solution? And why are you the best person for them to choose? So that is your content strategy. For people who are problem aware, what are some of the things they're thinking or some of the things that they're doing that aren't working for them? When you are new to someone, when someone doesn't know you, doesn't trust you, doesn't know your capabilities yet, they don't know that you can help them, then you need to let them understand that you identify with their problem and that you get them. And so your content for those people who are new to your network is to identify with the challenges they have. And then as you warm them up, you want to start talking about some of the solutions. You know, what looks like a solution? Maybe there are people out there who are solution aware. They're already searching for a coach or consultant or service provider that does what you do. And so if they're solution aware, then you want to talk about your unique perspective on how you approach this challenge and what makes your solution different. So content is key, and not just social media content, not just reels on Instagram, not just long form posts on LinkedIn. You need to dial in your own content formula that not only that the content resonates, the format resonates, and you're showing up on the right channel. Now that's just social media posts. There's more content. The other content that you need to create is something that gets people off of the social media channel and onto your email list, because we all know that algorithms change. And when algorithms change, some of the things that were working for you stop working. And, you know, Lord forbid, if something happened and the channel disappeared or suddenly you lost all your connections, right? So we want those connections to convert onto our email list. And once they do, then you have the responsibility of caring and feeding for that relationship, caring and feeding for that connection. So that means content as a weekly email or a weekly newsletter. And the good news is you can leverage your content in multiple channels. So if you create a LinkedIn newsletter, for example, you can leverage that newsletter on your email list. You can also leverage that newsletter as a blog post on your website. So you can always leverage your content. It could be the same content as is on your podcast if you have a podcast. So that's what we do. We leverage the podcast content in Life After Corporate for the Life After Corporate newsletter on LinkedIn. So you're just killing two birds with one stone, super easy. Now, none of that is really converting content. That is nurturing content. Content that converts, that gives people a reason to become a client, is a conversion event. So that's what we want to talk about now. We've connected with people in your networks and your associations. You're making connections. You're authentic in your approach to inviting them into your world. Hopefully, you're now providing them something of value in your newsfeed and the content. Now it's time for a conversation. So what are the events and the content that you're creating that's inviting people into a conversation? And I am not talking about coffee chats. No coffee chats. If you haven't heard me say that before, I do not do coffee chats. Reach out to me with intention. Reach out to me with intention for a conversation that is going to bring me value. And I'm all over that. And one of the things you can do is offer a webinar or a workshop or an invitation-only roundtable. So you're inviting people from social media who may have already converted on your email list into a conversation about something that they care about. And in this conversation, you are educating them, you're teaching them, you're telling stories, you're identifying with the number one challenge that they're faced with right now, and you're showing that there is a way out of that and that you have a formula, you have a framework, a methodology that they can follow that will bring them a solution. And in that conversation, you will extend an invitation for them to have a one-on-one talk with you to dive deeper. So you cannot possibly customize your information to everyone's unique situation in a webinar, a workshop, or a roundtable. But what you can do is you can say, here's how to think about it and how to apply it will depend on your environment, your personal situation, your goals, your objectives, and the results that you want to achieve. So you offer them a conversation after the initial group event. So that's a converting event. A converting event gets people into conversation. And once you get people into conversation, and you can get people into conversation right from your referral networks, you can reach out to someone and say, hey, I've been a member of this network. I haven't met that many other members. I'm hosting a group just to network and get to know each other. Would you like an invitation to join us? Do you see how simple that is? Do you see how non-spammy, how non-salesy that is? It's like, hey, I know I'm busy. I bet you're busy too. I never get time to go to the scheduled events. And so I feel like I'm missing out. You know, I just gave myself an idea. I never came up with that before. So that's that's a little golden nugget for you right there. Is just host a networking event with the people who are in the networks that you belong to. That would be amazing, right? And then if there's anyone who expresses a concern or a challenge, then you can invite them into conversation. It's also a great place to ask for referrals. And if you aren't asking for referrals from past clients, from current clients, from colleagues that share your same ideal client, but they offer something different, then you're missing out on a huge opportunity to multiply your revenue through referral partners. So referrals are also a great outcome of these types of engagements. And then let's talk about conversions. So conversions are really about having converting conversations. And there's a structure for that. And you probably already realize that if you've been having calls with people who match your ideal client profile, and you've been asking good questions, and they've been giving you good answers, and somehow when it comes to making the offer, you get all choked up, or you start speaking really quickly, or you ask if they'd like to see a proposal without bringing them through the framework of how to get agreement on sending a proposal and understanding who all the key decision makers are. So you have to get good at the sales conversation, because when you first launch a business, you know, you've heard me say this before, your chief everything officer, your sales, your marketing, your service delivery, your hopefully not finance and accounting, but you're also the key strategy officer. So being able to have conversations, because when you first get started, I mean, people are buying you. They're buying your expertise. They're buying your talents. They're buying your promises to deliver an outcome that will have value to them. So getting good in how to have a sales conversation of, you know, what's going on right now for you? Oh my gosh, how long has this been going on? What do you believe this is costing you? What do you believe it costs you the longer it continues? And what is the value of change? What is the value of doing something differently? And why is that important to you? And why is now the time to do it? And who else is involved in this decision? And what is the, and this is for a B2B conversation, and what is the company's strategy around this? Is this one of the CEO's top priorities? Those are the kinds of questions that you need answers to before you ever send someone a proposal. And if you're dealing with individuals, that's a very personal conversation. And realize that when you're dealing with individuals, they are hardwired to escape solutions. Even though they might be fed up with where they are, even though you might be the best person to get them out of their way and give them a solution, their self-sabotage, their unconscious programming will kick into high gear whenever it comes time to pulling out their wallets. So you need to get good at having psychological conversations with people who are your ideal clients. I think being a salesperson and effectively selling to individuals, you have to be part psychologist, part strategist, and just be really good at the key skills of reflecting back what you think you've said, what you think they've said. You know, can I play this back to you? Let me see if I've gotten this right. Which is good for any type of sales conversation, whether it's B2B or B2C. You want to use those good techniques of neurolinguistic programming. You want to mirror what they've said. You want to label what their problem is. So is it fair to say that we have a $250,000 challenge on the plate? There's a $250K gap to fill. So you've left your corporate job. You don't have a corporate salary anymore. And now you want to replace a $250K salary, then that's the size of the problem. And it's a time problem and it's a money problem. And most people don't think about the time problem. They don't think about the value of time. They don't think that if they delay getting help and try to figure it out on their own, that it's going to take longer and cost more in the long run. I actually created an ROI calculator over the weekend. And if you would like to get a copy of that on the ROI of investing in support versus trying to figure it out on your own and the cost of delayed revenue and the cost of the time that you will invest in trying to figure it out on your own and reverse engineering whatever strategy that you have seen someone else implement. And that's what happens, right? So we see someone who's successful and we want to do what they do. We want to have the results that they're having. And we reverse engineer what they're doing to the best of our ability. And that's the key word, the best of our ability. And our ability to do that is not that great because we don't know what they know. We don't have the experience that they've experienced. We don't know all the things that could go right or wrong or what to focus on or how to frame things. And so reverse engineering someone else's strategy never works. And hey, I have tried that myself. I remember not wanting to buy this program. And it wasn't even that expensive. It was probably a $3,000 program, but it was in my early days of growing my business, which wasn't growing so fast. And I thought, well, let me go to the conference and I won't buy the program and I'll reverse engineer how to do it. And it took my girlfriend and I, there were two of us who went to that conference, and we had spreadsheets and frameworks and we were trying to reverse our way into it. And finally, one of us just said, listen, I'm going to buy the program. I really just want to figure this out. I want to learn from the source what the strategy is. And usually when you get into those programs, you also get invitations for updates, you know, when the framework has been enhanced or if it's been changed or it's evolved over time. And so you always want to learn directly from the source how to strategically implement any of the tactics that people are using to generate more leads, to close more business, or to launch new service offerings, or to get better at sales, or whatever it is that you want to accomplish. Because there's a reason why do-it-yourself courses are cheap. Do-it-yourself courses are cheap because they don't deliver the big results. And right before recording this episode right now, I just received an email from a client who recently graduated from the Launch Lab. And the title is, My First Big Client. I just wanted to share some big news. I got my first big client. The contract has been signed. The check is cleared. And we kicked off last week. It's a 2-month engagement with ongoing advisory work through the end of the year. Thank you for the belief in me that I can do this. It means a lot. So you can have what she's having. You can have a big contract right after your Launch Lab program is over. It's an investment of 4 months of your time, and you will move so much faster. And I didn't mean to transition into an offer for you here, but it's just a natural thing to do, right? So all of these things collided right before I hit record for this episode. So let me recap for you. If you want clients like clockwork, You need to connect with people who are already in your ecosystem, in your professional networks, industry associations, wherever your ideal clients are hanging out. You need to develop content that educates, entertains, informs, and gets them to take action and get on your email list so that you can continue the conversation and nurture them and then decide or give them opportunities by inviting them to converting events to make the decision to book a call to explore doing business together. And then you need to get good on the conversion. So it's connect, content, conversation, conversion. Connect, content, conversation, conversion. If you create a rhythm in your business, I'm not a musician, but it's like, you know, the four beats, right? So connect, create content that converts, and have amazing converting conversations. That's it, my friends. We also have a guide that we'll put in the show notes, 7 steps to convert more clients today. There are more great ideas in that free ebook for you, and we'll just drop that in the show notes. And if you're on LinkedIn, make sure you reach out and say hi and let me know how much you love the show. And if you're on Facebook or Instagram, make sure you reach out and say hi. And if you love the show, I would appreciate one thing. And that is a rating or review on iTunes. Subscribe and follow us on Spotify, on Google, on Podchaser, on Overcast, whatever podcast platform you use. But the big gorilla and the rankings for podcasts happen on iTunes. So if you feel so inspired, it would mean the world to me to go over there, leave us a rating, give us a review, let us know what you like about the show. And we'll see you next week, my friends. That's it for now. Have a good one. Thanks for listening, my friend. If you enjoyed this show, please head over to iTunes and subscribe and leave us a review. And be sure to hop over to the Life After Corporate Facebook group and join other growing entrepreneurs to get weekly tips on how to create more money and meaning doing work you love.